Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
So would you, I guess, to come full circle, what did you think of the World Cup final? Spain.
The third place match was probably the best match of the tournament.
Yeah.
And then the final, which I wasn't necessarily surprised that it wasn't like a super high scoring, crazy affair. I mean, because what, Spain gave up one goal the entire tournament. So I knew that, you know, not like Argentina was going to score 100, and maybe I thought Spain would score more. So, you know, the final was a little boring, not as much fun as I was hoping it would be.
I mean, it got exciting at the end of it, but yeah, still, yeah. Only 1-0.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, Spain probably should have scored earlier and probably a couple. But no, I was glad Spain won. That's kind of what I thought was going to happen. I mean, they were a pretty dominant team throughout.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
well deserved. But yeah, not as, you know, when you went from Saturday's game of 10 goals to the final on Sunday with one, it was kind of you know, kind of a little let down. But
yeah,
yeah.
At least the end of it was exciting. I enjoyed that,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah. And I was glad that it didn't go to like penalties or something like that. You know,
yeah.
I don't hate penalties, but I would prefer them to just, you know,
settle it on the field.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me see if this works here.
We hope you
can hear that.
I can.
So
I can.
It's good to have you with.
I thought this would be a,
even if it's just for the day.
Yep. Thought this would be fun to play at the beginning, because we're talking about the Killers today, and it's kind of like a little, the song is called Interlude, where it's like, we hope you enjoy your stay.
Sam's Town.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so this is a great album. But I guess we can jump into it. Welcome back to the High Five Podcast, the podcast where each episode, we list our five favorite items within ever-changing topics. And this week, we're talking about the Killers. I am Jay with your other host, Caleb.
Yep.
And, yeah, this episode was my choice. And if you know anything about me, you know I'm a huge Killers fan. Discovered them, I don't know, probably 2005 or something like that, 2006. I can't remember if we were dating yet or if we were married. I think we were still dating when we first saw them perform. I think it was like in 2005 on Saturday Night Live, and they performed Mr. Brightside,
okay.
And somebody told me. And yeah. It, you know, at that point, it was like, oh, these are two cool songs. Got the album, enjoyed the whole album. But it wasn't until Sam's Town for me where it was just like, oh, yeah, this is my band. You know, that's when I really got into it. How about you? What's your story with the Killers?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely had Hot Fuzz. I loved that album. I mean, they kind of hooked me from the get-go on that album. And then I really loved Sam's Town. And then kind of after, what was it, Day and Age, I think that was next. Like, I liked that album. And, like, it just, my interest kind of waned over the years. So I would say, I don't know, probably Day and Age was like really the last album of theirs that I bought, I think, or owned, and listened to regularly. But I don't know that for a fact. I was trying to look up all of their albums and I don't know if that's the case. I feel like there was one right after Day and Age. Wasn't it? Yeah. Sawdust, right?
So yeah, it was kind of like a B-sides album. So they took all these songs that didn't really fit onto other albums.
Yeah, and I can't remember when that came out, if that was before Day and Age or after, but I think Sawdust was really the last album that I owned and listened to. Because mm-hmm. Like Battleborn, I didn't, you know, I've heard it, but it wasn't anything that I listened to regularly. But those like first four, I listened to pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And, you know those songs really, really well.
So, yeah, Sawdust came out before Day and Age. So
okay.
Let's see.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember the order of all of that, but yeah. So that's those four were kind of like peak for me, you know, my peak listening albums to the Killers. So.
Yep. Yeah, let's see here. So 2007 was Sawdust. And then
2008 Day and was Age was Day and Age.
2008. Yep.
So that's pretty impressive, man. That's four albums in 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and yeah, you could tell they were definitely getting into it, and they were really popular in Europe right away, and so they were just kind of riding the wave, and they were very well loved with those first couple albums. And
yeah, I couldn't tell you the first time I actually heard them, but I definitely had Hot Fuzz, but I don't remember, you know, when I was first introduced to him, if it was through a friend or the radio or what, but
yeah,
definitely remember that album for sure. So
nice. Okay. So, yeah, I think that's a good introduction into the Killers. If you know Mr. Brightside, you know, obviously it's a popular stadium song, especially at University of Michigan football games, but like it's kind of a worldwide, you know, phenomenon. And then obviously Somebody Told Me are the two big songs. That's what, you know, that would probably be the limit of most people's knowledge of the Killers.
Sure.
If you just ask someone on the street. But it's funny because those songs aren't in my top five. I do like those
mine
songs.
Mine either.
I do like them. I do like, you know, I'll sing Mr. Brightside at a karaoke night or something like that. It's a song that I know all the words to and know how to sing it very well. Obviously I've sang it so many times. But yeah, it's not a top five for me. Probably it's probably a top 10. Mr. Brightside is. It's a deeper band. We saw them perform I think for the Day and Age album for the first time. I think that was when we finally got to see them, and then we were just kind of hooked. That was kind of like when they started losing some of their pop, fame, so to speak. But we were still riding that wave because we were then starting to see them in concert every time we could when they came around. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how it stuck for us, and then. You know, as the band gets older, you know, their music style has changed a few times, and it's been kind of interesting to kind of go along with the band in that regard. So, and then obviously Brandon Flowers, when the band isn't doing its thing, he does, you know, his own solo thing, which is why we're here, because Brandon Flowers is coming out with a new solo album here in the next month. So I'm excited. So that's why I'm making you talk about the Killers tonight.
You're forcing me against my will
to listen to good music. Yep. So, okay. Well, I think, should we just jump into it? And start with mine since it was my topic. My number five is off Sam's Town. It's Read My Mind. Mm-hmm. Can you hear that okay?
Yep.
Okay. So, yep, came out in whatever the year. I should have had this.
2006.
Yep, 2006. Yep, September 27, 2006. So this was like proving to me that the Killers were more than just like a one-hit wonder or one album wonder, so to speak. And this song really hits home to me. You know, it kind of talks about, you know, a relationship. I don't think it really matters in this case, but he's talking about, you know, if you don't shine, I don't shine, you know, put your back on me, you know, kind of lean up against me. And it's just a, you know, it's, this was me and Katie when we were, you know, newly married, and you know, we were just kind of fighting through life as a young couple, and this one just makes me think of those days. You know, Katie was really the one who discovered this band first, and
yeah.
And really, I would, you know, if I were to be honest, or if she was to be honest, it's probably me that likes this band more now. And this is really the song that really kicked it off for me. So
yeah.
I love Read My Mind.
It's a great one. Yep. It's a great one for sure.
All right. So.
So would you say Samstown is your favorite album? Just curious.
No.
Would you say you have a favorite album?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Do you want to share, or are you going to save that for later?
It's the one I'm wearing the t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Battleborn.
Okay. Okay. So my turn, right? My number five.
And just tell, yeah, when you say it, I'll just play it, and then we'll just play it in background like I was just doing.
Yep. So do you want me to say the name quicker so we can play
whatever
it while I talk?
However you want. Yeah. Do it. Yeah, I'd say do it towards the top, and then you can kind of talk about it over top.
Okay, yeah, so this is the newest song on my list, because like I said, you know, their older stuff is what I know best.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like this song. It came out on their Wonderful, Wonderful album from 2017. And the song is called Run for Cover. The beat, so it starts out a little slower, but then it gets into it pretty quickly. But I just really loved the song. You know, I think lyrically it's got some great lines in here, and just you know, it's a little more, I would say, rocky than they are. You know, they're kind of more like, I don't know, poppy 80s pop, but this is a little more kind of rock, if you will. So I don't know, I really dug this song. I hadn't heard it in a long, long time. Like I said, I was listening to as much of them as I could throughout the week just to kind of refresh my memory and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, man, I forgot about this song. Because it had been I probably hadn't heard it since 2017.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's just
it rocks.
Kind of classic song. Yeah,
yep.
For sure.
Cool. You got to hit the chorus here. It's a great song. Yeah, I that is probably that album, Wonderful, Wonderful. When it came out, I listened to it a lot.
Yeah.
But like going back, it's probably the one that gets forgotten, at least for me, the most.
And I agree. Sure.
It's not because I don't like it. I just forget about it. And every time I hear songs off, it's like, oh man, I do love this album.
Well, it doesn't seem to have, like, all of the other albums seem to have at least one or two kind of pretty popular, like, chart-topping songs.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of these songs ever really hit.
The Man was probably the biggest song on that album.
Sure. Yeah. But, yes, and I agree. I do think it's one that gets lost, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so my number four is from the Day and Age album. And it was kind of the realization that like the Killers could put out like a power ballad, like
okay.
It was just like one of these songs that kind of started off slow, had a slow build up to it, had a good story to it, and then like the crushing chorus, and that's Dustland Fairy Tale. So I'm just gonna play it here. So obviously it's starting off with the light piano and the light almost talking intro. And this song apparently Brandon Flowers wrote about his mom when she was had some sort of illness, and so he's like, you know, pleading for her to like, you know, fight, and you know her, the family needs her, and you know, there's like a quote in there where he's talking about a Cinderella character, and this is kind of like about how his parents met, and then how, you know, she had some health issues or something like that. But it doesn't really matter. It's kind of just talking more about just like, you know, he's just reminiscing, you know, how his parents met and just their story, and just that good old fashioned boy meets girl story. It's just a song that just like creeps up on you. And I love seeing this live. It's one of those that it's awesome on the album, but it's so much better live. So yeah, that's my number four. Dustland Fairy Tale.
Yeah, it's a great one. It's a great album.
And that's one that a couple years ago they covered with Bruce Springsteen, and I didn't think it was as good. I thought it was the original was better. I don't think Bruce Springsteen covers it very well, but
yeah,
it was cool that they did it.
All right, so my number four, You Won't Have to Change Albums, is from the same album. It is probably my favorite song off of Day and Age. It is the second single from that album, and it is Spaceman.
Mm.
It's kind of that, you know, pop rock album or song. The album is too. But yeah, so I guess, you know, the idea, I guess Brendan Flowers kind of wrote this as a ode to David Bowie's Space Odyssey and Rocket Man, and kind of has that fun, playful vibe of a David Bowie song. Probably the most well-known song off of this album. Well, maybe Human. Human might be a little more popular, but
this is pretty good, though.
This is definitely pretty popular. Probably my favorite song off this album. So.
Nice. Yeah, the image from this song was really the character of the Day and Age album. It was very like spacey themed, very like almost celestial.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And you know him, he wore this like blazer that had feathers on the shoulders at the concerts, and it was like sparkly blazer. I can still see it. Yeah, just remember the feathers on his shoulders. It was very, very weird. But yeah. Anyway, great song. Yeah, I hate picking, you know, like there's so many songs that I was just like,
I know, right?
I wish that could fit in my top five. I love that song. But
yeah,
we're choosing. I have a lot of honorable mentions, by the way. My number three is a Brendan Flowers solo project. This is the only one from his solo projects that I could fit in my top five. Again, I love his solo stuff. But this is the one that just like... So I didn't kind of talk too much about how I picked mine, but like these are the ones that like when they come on, I stop and listen still, or like they still mm-hmm. make me like feel like something, you know, strong, a strong emotion, you know, when I hear them. And so this is one that always has. The song is called "The Clock Was Ticking." So it's kind of got more of a little bit more of a country twang, or you know, or even like maybe a 80s country.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Feel to it. So it was kind of a shock for Brendan Flowers to put it. This was his first solo album, and so it was kind of a shock to hear him sing this type of music. I grew up listening to country music. And so mm-hmm. it was a weird fusion that I slowly grew to love. And this song is about, you know, just this couple being together, time going by quick, you know, they're having kids, they're having, you know, having professional lives, and not being able to quit because they needed, you know, health benefits. And then as the song goes on, they get older, and then the music gets slower, and the song evolves into a completely different feel song, and then it ends, you know, with one of the characters passing away, and but you know, thinking and remembering the great life of the deceased person in the song. And so it's one that every time I hear it, if I'm by myself in the car and the volume's up and I'm listening to it, I'll probably cry more often than not when I hear this song. It's just got such a powerful message, and we all know the grandparents and the family members that, you know, this is an American story of a couple that lived a long time together and shared a lot of memories and had hardships, but you know, had a great life otherwise, and it has to end at some point, and the song's called The Clock Was Ticking. So it's just kind of a sweet and then bittersweet song. But yeah, I love this one.
Yeah.
The Clock Was Ticking.
Well, I know you said, what album was this off of? I know you said, but I don't remember what you said.
This was off of his first solo album. I'm drawing a blank here because I'm not doing this the way that I wanted to. The album was called Flamingo. That's the one. I always forget what the title of the solo.
But he definitely seems to try to play a lot of different kind of styles on his solo stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
trying
like Killers have kind of a, you know, I mean, a lot of their albums are a lot different, but like when you listen to the solo stuff, it's a lot different than like what you, when you think of Killers, you know?
I think that's on purpose. Obviously, you know, the guys in the band, you know, of the Killers, you know, you got Ronnie Bonucci, the drummer, and you got Dave Stormer, the bass player. And then you got, or Dave Stormer's the electric player. Mark Stormer, I'm getting the names all messed up. Mark Stormer's the bass player. Dave Kooning, I think is his last name, is the electric guitar player. And so like those guys all have that personality, and that's how the Killers were formed, and that's the sound. And you got specific like guitars that they play with. And so like the Killers are going to have a certain sound, and they're going to output a certain type of song, and it's going to change over the years based on their characteristics, you know, each individual band member. But like, yeah, you're right, Brandon Flowers, he's just going to go all over the place because it's just him, and he's not beholden to the image of what the Killers is.
He can test, if he can wade in different waters.
Cool. Which is cool, you know, because then you get to see all the sides of his personality, because he is a great writer. Like he can he's very lyrically gifted, and you know, he knows how to put a song together pretty well.
Yeah.
At least for my taste.
So my number three is from their 2007 album, Sawdust, which, like I said, this was one that I listened to a lot and really, really enjoyed this album. And when I was listening to it this week, I was like, man, I haven't listened to this stuff in so long. But the song, which I didn't know until like I put this on my list and did a little bit of research, is actually a cover. I didn't know that. And the name of the song is Shadow Play. And so this is a cover of a Joy Division song, which I didn't know. I never listened to Joy Division, don't know much about them, but I guess this originally came out in 1979. And then they covered it for Sawdust, but it's also in the movie Control. It's also on that that album. But yeah, I don't know, the music in this song is just one of my favorites. It's just unique and different, and this is to me one of the ones where it's, you know, you could tell it's still the Killers, but it just does definitely have kind of a different vibe to it.
So. Yeah, this is, you gotta think they probably wrote this song probably either between Hot Fuss and Sam's Town, or around the time of Sam's Town, because it has that feel of those albums.
Yeah.
Probably more Hot Fuss than Sam's Town.
Sure.
And so I'm guessing it was probably a B-side from you know, at least, you know, not a B-side, but, like, obviously it's a cover, but, like...
Yeah, one they're not going to put on their albums because...
Yeah. Well, I mean, that maybe they would have, but maybe not. I don't know why they never put it on there, but... Yeah, that's a great, it's a great song. It's one that comes on and you find yourself, you know, really getting and tapping your toe to it.
Yeah.
It's got a good feel to it. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I had no idea it was a cover. I thought it was an original, and then I went, oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea. Because I didn't, like, I never, I'm sure it credits them and stuff
right.
on the song.
But yeah, and how would you have known, like.
Got that deep into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obscure song. Cool. All right, so that's Shadow Play. Nice, nice.
Yep.
All right, so my number two, we're on to our number twos, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So my number two comes from my favorite album. I couldn't even limit it to one song on Battleborn because I love Battleborn so much. So actually two of my top three are from Battleborn, and this is the first one, and it's Miss Atomic Bomb. So I often pair this with A Dustland Fairy Tale because it's got that same sort of slow build up to a crescendo, you know, almost, you know, power ballad. And then this yeah. one, this one is, kind of talks about, you know, a past love, you know, a early kindled relationship, and, you know, they were loving life together, and then they kind of went different ways, and so he's kind of reminiscing on this what could have been relationship with this woman, and yeah, it's just. It's just got a good feel, just talking about, you know, what could have been. So,
yeah.
Yep. This is, this album came out the year that Vivian was born, 2012. And so many of these songs are some of my favorites. Like, I was listening to this album actually last night going out to the yeah. Tigers game. And I was just like, oh my goodness, I love this whole album. And this is yeah. obviously pretty high as being my number two. So,
nice. This is Atomic Bomb. Yeah. Yeah, great one.
We got to get to the... No, it's too long. It's just too
I'm letting it play out. That's okay. Right. I was letting it go, man. We'll be demonetized, but that's okay, right?
We don't have any money anyway.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get to that part. So, anyway. Miss Atomic Bomb. Another favorite when they play it live. It's just it's so good live. But
yeah.
It's like it's a stadium yeah. song. Miss Atomic Bomb.
All right, so my number two.
Yeah.
My number two is from the album Sam's Town. So it came out in 2006. And this is my favorite song on this album, and it is When You Were Young. Again, this song was written kind of by all four band members. They said it took them like, that they wrote it like 15 to 20 minutes, which is crazy to me because I love this song. It's so good. But it's kind of, you know, it's written about growing up and leaving your past behind and how your views change and all that kind of stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, so just over my life, I've kind of gone back to the song over and over and just, it's such a good song. You know, one of my favorite lines, he doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks like a gentleman. It's just, I don't know. It's just such a good,
get two words. Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a good song. Probably one of their more well-known recognizable songs, but,
yeah,
just so good.
Yeah. This is probably one or two most popular on Sam's Town, I would say.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
This was my first favorite song on Sam's Town. I remember this. This was the one I went to a lot early, and I still love it. I mean, I'm not gonna diss this song. I love this song so much.
Yeah.
Yep. Good song. Good song. All right. So that was your number two.
Yep.
All right. So before we jump into our number ones, we do have one submission from a friend on Facebook, Tim Harms.
Nice. Okay.
He said, anything on the album Pressure Machine, which is the Killer's newest album. He specifically said In the Car Outside or Quiet Town are his two favorites. So that song or that album was kind of like their COVID or post-COVID album.
Yeah, because they had two that kind of came out around the same time, right?
Imploding the Mirage came out in 2021, and then Pressure Machine came out, I believe, in 2022 or 23. I think 2023. But
According to iTunes, it says 2021, but they could be wrong.
Let's look it up.
Yeah, because it has both of them coming out in 2021, which doesn't seem right to me. To have two albums like that coming out, but
yeah, they did. That's right. August 2021, and my Imploding the Mirage. Oh, Imploding the Mirage came out in 2020. That's why. That which would make sense because, My Own Soul's Warning, the song on the one, it was the second single off of that album, came out on my birthday in 2020 because we were on a road trip out in the Redwoods for my birthday, and it was during COVID, and we just like went on a road trip and we just got away from everybody, and I remember that song came out on my birthday, and I was like, oh, it's a birthday present. but that was 2020, which would make sense that Pressure Machine came out in 2021. That makes sense.
Yep.
All right. Yep. So that was Tim's submission. Thank you, Tim. Should we move on to our number ones? So my number one, like I said, I had two of my top songs were from Battleborn, and this one's called Be Still. So it's a slower song, but this song reminds me of my daughter Vivian, and it's gonna make me choke up because she's, you know, she's grown up. She's going to be 14 next week. And, you know, she's in theater. So she, you know, does musicals and plays and stuff. And so, like, it's got kind of like a drama feel to it. You know, don't break character, be still. But, like, it's this song just in general is just like it's very ambitious. You know, very hopeful, you know, that, you know, someday you're going to leave, you're going to have confidence, you're going to be going and making a life for yourself, and I just hope that you don't break character. I hope you don't change who you really are. Don't let people break you down. So, it's a slow one, and it's not not what someone would think of when they think of a killer song. But like I said, this album came out the year that Vivian was born, and so this album has seen me through parenthood. And the first time I heard this song, it didn't make me think of parenthood. You know, Vivian was a baby. It sure does now, and it every time it comes on, I'll be like, you know, I'll put my sunglasses on because I'll be crying. And this just makes me think of Vivian, and just all the hopes that, you know, obviously I hope that she had all the hopes that I have for her in her life as she becomes a woman. And yeah.
Yep.
So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they drag you through the mud, it doesn't change what's in your blood.
Yep.
Yeah. So, love this song. It's obviously my number one.
Cool. Yep. Nice. That's awesome. So, my number one is and has been pretty much ever since I first listened to The Killers has been my favorite Killer song of all time, and it hasn't changed. I remember when I first heard the song, I just dug it. I thought it was awesome. And it is from their Hot Fuzz, one of their first albums from 2004. And it's All the Things That I've Done. So again, this song's kind of like, it was written by Brendan Flowers when he was 21, and it kind of is an exploration of like faith and wrestling with it and moving on and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's the choir in there where it kind of has that gospel feel to it. You can kind of even tell the way the song is composed that it kind of has that, you know, faith spiritual background, if you will. But yeah, so it's all about kind of his struggle with his upbringing and where he is in his life. And yeah, I just have always loved the song. The way he sings it, the arrangements, the choir in the middle is just, it's been my favorite Killer song, and it hasn't been knocked off by another one yet. And I don't know if it will. So,
yeah.
It's just a great one for me. So, yeah. My favorite line is, "I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier." You know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, just that wrestle with faith and spirituality and all that.
Yeah.
I think so many people relate to it. So.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those where it's just like, man, I couldn't fit that in my top five. Like, that's such a great song.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
That belongs,
yeah, I understand.
That belongs in the top five for The Killers, but...
Yeah.
I got too many favorites. Yeah, too many favorites.
I understand.
Yep, but that's a great one. Cool. All right, well, that
so
was
you
our...
had a long list of honorable mentions.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Actually, my top honorable mention is All These Things I've Done.
Okay.
It was just, you know, it was the defining Killers anthem, really. It just, that's one that everyone sings to, you know.
Yeah.
I got a soul, but it's just like so easy to catch on to. Another one I have is Only the Young from the Flamingo Brendan Flowers solo album. It was just kind of like a balance of, you know, innocence and the realization that youth and certainty, you know, don't last. And it's just like a quiet, like a slower song. Never Get You Right. This is from his Desired Effect album, Brendan Flowers. It was another vulnerable, just a dialogue between two people, and just, you know, about, you know, loving and observing someone, you know, as time goes by, and, you know, like still wanting to make it, you know, make it work, and, you know, do right by this other person. Lonely Town, another solo album song from Desired Effect. This is kind of like it, this one could be a killer song. I think just by the time it came out, you know, when he wrote it, he was doing a solo album. And so this definitely has some synth pop sound in it. Definitely sounds like an 80s song almost.
Yeah.
The song Rut from Wonderful, Wonderful. This is kind of, you know, coming from the perspective of someone struggling emotionally, or is just kind of like in a rut, and it's just like, you know, don't give up on me. I'm just in a rut. That's kind of like one of the main lines in the song. And so we've all been, you know, we've all had, you know, mental health or just things go on in our lives where we're just kind of in a rut, and you know, you're just kind of like talking to the people that love you and are supporting you and telling them, you know, don't give up on me. I'll get through this. My Own Soul's Warning, that song that I was telling you about, that came out on my birthday over COVID. This is kind of, it's a spiritual reflection song. Brandon does this a lot with his songs, like you talked about, where it's just like the inner war between all these things that we have to deal with in life. That's a great song. Pressure Machine off of the album Pressure Machine. This is kind of like just talking about, you know, the simple life and just making sure you get the things done in life you need to, like making sure that, you know, that your kids are raised right and they're not, you know, burdened by debt, and, you know, make sure that they get all the things they need in their life. And then my last honorable mention is one of Brandon Flowers' new singles, Plans. This will be on his new album, Thrasher. And it's kind of a country song. And it's definitely seeming as though that's going to be the main theme of this new album, is country, which you've observed. I'm going through a little bit of a country phase right now, so I guess it's applicable for me, which, like we said, me and Brandon are just on the same level. So I don't know why. I don't purposefully try to, like, you know, just like the same things that he's liking, but that's where we're at. So I guess we're just going to accept it. But what about you? You got any honorable mentions?
Human just got knocked off of my list. Obviously Mr. Brightside would be, I mean, it's, everyone loves Mr. Brightside, I think. So, and when it's sung at the, big house towards the end of the game, it's always kind of cool to hear that. I also really love the song Uncle Johnny from Sam's Town. Kind of just a different
indie song, indie rock.
Kind of a fun one. And one that I had not heard, because again, this was on one of their newer albums. But when I was kind of listening to all of their stuff this week, I stumbled across it, and it's Caution. I really like that song. It's a good song. The only reason it didn't get on my list is just because I don't have the history with that song. You know, I've heard it twice, I think, now at this point. But
Big song off of Imploding the Mirage.
I hadn't heard it.
Their last big stadium. I really liked it. Their last big stadium album, really. You know, rock. You know, but yeah, that's a great song. Every time that one comes on, it jams.
Yeah, no, and that's, like I said, so all of the ones on my list were songs that I kind of have that history with, that I know the lyrics to, I've heard a bunch of times, so that's, I couldn't take those off my list just because I just felt like I had to stick with what I know best, so.
Makes sense. So that was the Killers. Thanks for going on that journey with me, Caleb.
Are you going to play the exit lude from Sam's
Town? I am. Here it is. Okay, good. So I guess as we're playing it out, what should we talk about next episode?
By the way, I really actually like this song. This is a good song. I know it's just kind of a fun exit song, but...
Have you ever seen the live... their live performance at, I think it's the Prince Albert Hall in London?
No.
You can see it. I'm sure it's on YouTube. He does like he'll play this just a cappella on the piano, and it like zooms out from him playing in this empty amphitheater at the end of the concert, and it's just very powerful. I would check that out if you get a chance.
Anyways, I like this song. I know it's
not my... I was thinking about like trying to get like a piece of art that. Like if you come in my back door at my house or like wherever my coat room is or whatever, I think it'd be fun to get it from the interlude, about we hope you enjoy your stay, you know, just get some words from that. I think that'd be kind of cool to put up somewhere, because like it's a welcoming feel, and this is the, and then you can put this on the door on the way out.
yep
So what are we talking about next week?
So I thought it'd be, I was still kind of in the like summer vacation kind of thought process. And I was thinking it'd be kind of fun if we did like our top five places in Michigan that we like regularly visit or have visited. Just because I think, you know, Michigan's a great state to live in. And yeah. I think we get kind of spoiled with some of the things that are close by. And I thought it'd be fun to just kind of share our top five favorite places that we
visit or go in the summer. Should we say cities or destinations?
However, I mean, if it's a campground, if it's a...
Okay.
You know, however you want to label it, if it's a beach, you know, whatever it is, just when you think of, you know, your five favorite places that you kind of visit or go to in Michigan. I thought it'd be kind of fun to do.
Yeah, that's fun. I like that. Good summary. Pure Michigan feel. This next segment.
By Pure Michigan. We'll have Tim Allen join us.
You mean Buzz Lightyear?
Yep, Buzz Lightyear. Yep.
Cool.
Pure Michigan.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I like that. That's a good idea.
Okay.
All right, well, should we get out of here?
Yep. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, we hope you enjoyed it because we enjoyed it.
Hope
you enjoyed your stay.
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com, or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time.